It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 656.
Happy Tuesday, Arvo. Is that right? Are we Tuesday, Arvo?
Tuesday, Arvo.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How are you boys faring the two episodes a day? Are you we got asked that by Ryan Spencer on the YouTube Live.
Was Ryan Spencer being passive aggressive because we were 14 minutes late?
I mean, yeah, take it how you will. I'm taking it passively, Ryan. So, what
the fuck's up, man? No, I'm joking. And aggressively too.
Yeah.
No, I'm in. I know you've got to be grateful in this time, but I am in a shit mood, real shit mood.
I'm fired up too, boys. But I think, as we know, we always walk out the other side of this show
feeling better,
pretty good, feeling better. It's a little bit of medicine. So I hope everyone on the live streams, YouTube, Insta, and if you're listening on the podcast, I hope it's hitting you in the feels, making you feel better.
TJ, how have you gone implementing some of Bodhi stuff?
I mean, slightly sidetracked today because we found something on the side of the road, which it's number one, I push back on bringing shit home because you don't need more shit around your house. And number two, coronavirus attached to things that you could bring back into your house. But I broke all those rules and I brought home something Bodhi and I found at the park after we did a little, bit of stick hunting and bike riding. He was bike riding. I found this. It looks like a mini go-kart. It's like a drifting Razor. We're in a Razor scooter, the brand Razor. Mm-hmm. It's this sick little cart that has a seat. Like I can even fit on it, and got a front little wheel and two tiny back wheels, and it like drifts when you turn it slightly. And anyway, it's electronic, but it doesn't work. That's why it's been ditched. But we have hills here in our sort of apartment, our townhouse area. So Bodhi and I have been absolutely throttling this thing around, and that gave us a bunch of time. That gave us a bunch of sort of, time to kill. Can I just show you here? Let me just show you on this. Look at this thing.
It is great. Improvise.
It's a drift cart.
To be honest,
cart.
That pissed me off just then. just you changing focus. Like just give me the clip next time and I'll bring it in. I could have done that.
I totally forgot. Because Bodhi woke up crying and I nearly lost my fucking mind.
What's his problem?
Mate, he won't tell me. I don't think he can. He doesn't have the vocabulary self-awareness to explain to his father why he's crying. Okay, and so I might send him to your joint. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just drinking a nice little tea to see me through. So definitely that three.
Yeah, go on.
Go on. No, you go.
No, did you, how did you know that it was up for grabs?
Because it was like in a entrance to a park on the left-hand side in some kind of dirt area with a broken chair alongside it. Definitely binned. Like it's,
did you take the broken chair?
No, I didn't take the broken chair. Left the broken. I mean, I was thinking if I didn't want it, do I take it back to where I found it? Nah, it's my problem
now.
Can't
do that. Yeah. Are you going to keep it?
Yeah, definitely keep it. I'll get some video of me hooning down. It's you boys could ride it if you ever want, but I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Sam, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm doing good. What about you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm not fine. I'm like a 20. I don't actually know why. I think I had a Bring and I are really dialing in all the food April 1, which is tomorrow. And so she said, okay, what do you want?
What's happening April 1?
April 1 is our dialing it in, getting our food right, going, thinking slow carb.
I thought
and
you.
Then on, I and then later that week, he's going to tell us that it was just an elaborate April Fool's.
It's definitely an interesting date to give it a crack. But no, so Bree went and got some donuts. So I've had some sugar. I'm just, just vibing.
This is how dumb I am. I didn't know April Fool's was tomorrow, like the first. So, I mean, if you break your diet, just pretend it was a joke, right? Yeah. Just pretend. Yeah.
I'm not going to talk. I'm mentioning it because I share everything in my life, but I don't want this to be the thing that I'm always talking about.
Yeah. Well, I was pissed on today. Were you?
not by anyone other than me, if you know.
I'm pretty pumped for this app because I saw Josh, you posted on our group on Facebook that mm-hmm. we have an update on Mr. 97's catfish saga. Mm-hmm.
We had a few people asking what a catfish is. How would you describe a catfish?
I'm just trying to work it out now because I've never really thought about it. A sucker, like a fish. The catfish sits at the bottom of the murky water, so they're just sucking with a big mouth.
So you're taking this
and maybe
literally.
It's like they suck you in. And so maybe I'm just trying to work out the extrapolation a person that catfishes somebody. Usually they're ugly. I don't know. Is that like catfish are pretty fucking disgusting?
Sebs, can you look it up?
Yeah, sure. It's usually a person pretending to be someone they're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm trying to work out what the term is. I mean, we can find this out, but it was a nice, fun little thing giving me a crack.
It's a deceptive activity where a person creates a sock puppet networking presence or a fake identity on a social network account, usually targeting a specific victim for abuse, deception, or fraud.
I don't get the sock puppet bit.
I think that means he's trying to create like a fake account that's built up with like followers to make it look legit.
Okay.
Catfish have to do with anything with catfishing? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, well, I understand.
A catfish may steal someone else's photos. No, that's just all what you've said.
Anyway, while you look at that, I'll give you the update. So,
just before we do that, I mean, Jake was super invested. He said, boys, super invested in Mason's catfish. Josh has the legit skills and might need to recruit him. Someone needs to make sure he isn't recruited or kidnapped and trafficked somewhere.
Mm-hmm. That's in regards to you. We don't want you kidnapped.
Yeah. And then he says, by the sound of it, it does sound like I'm getting trafficked into the sex industry.
Mm.
Tricked into trafficking coke.
Well, yeah. So I did feel that it was a bit sus. And to be fair, if Grace hadn't done all the Zoom calls, I probably would have thought she was a catfish too. And so anyway, you got sent a photo from someone and it was a picture of a girl and it was like, what were the exact words, Sebs?
I can't remember the exact words.
It was like, I love you. It was something like, it was very, it was pretty strong.
So hang on, let me just set this up. They sent you a photo of themselves and then text with it?
No, so the text was built into the photo. And so I can't actually, the photos, it was a disappearing one. So I can't actually see it. But it was, like that.
And so anyway, it was just like, I love you type of thing. And I was like, oh, look, Sevs, I think that this is clearly spam. And so I treat it like spam.
No one's vying for your love. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And
no one's going to send you.
And so that happened. And then you asked them about the show and they responded and said, that they'd been listening since April 30 last year.
Yeah, so specific. Like,
and so it went from being a spam case to a catfish case. And we talked about it on the show. And so what I'd like to do now is just apologize because overnight 97 received some video messages. Oh. And surprisingly, the person in the video was, in fact, the person in the photo. And we've asked for her permission if we can play the audio. And so what I've done is I've changed her voice so that we can't identify her. But this was the video that she sent to Sevs.
Good. Disgusting.
Hang on. Stand by. Here we go. This was the...
Classic technical difficulties.
I know. I'm going to have a moment. Right. Here we go.
It was worse. Channel 10 was worse.
Here we go.
Hi, Sevs. Just casually listening to today's episode. discussing me being a catfish. I'm not. I'm from Perth. I'm real. I DM'd you for bants, and I have no photos because I don't really post on Instagram, and I kind of just follow a couple people. I actually have two accounts, so I do most of the stuff on the other account, but besides the point, I'm not a catfish. So there you go. And now you can tell Tommy and Josh that I'm not a catfish. I've listened to every episode since April 30 because you asked, and I scrolled up my podcast app and saw the first time that there wasn't a bar. That's why it's specific. There you go.
Can we just call, well, we need a name. We can't, you don't need to say the name of the person, but can we just give them a name other than catfish?
Yeah, well, because the thing is, she's so lovely. And
And I just want to first say, Josh, you've got no chill, bro. Like, you came out of the gate waving a bloody fish in your hand. I was like having, you know, I think I put it out there that maybe it is real.
I jumped on the catfish bandwagon as well, which wasn't great.
Do you not believe in yourself, mate? Do you not believe you've got spunk?
And so what should we give her the nickname Danielle?
Danielle.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, great. And so she sent another video as well. And so this was the second one.
All right.
I feel like everything I send you now has to be a video so that I don't get taken the wrong way. It was horrifying listening to the show and like you guys discussing me being underaged and stuff when clearly I'm not. But that was pretty entertaining. I only said I loved you because I had a couple glasses of wine and I'm a huge fan of you and I think you're so cute and I just love you. And then it got taken out of context, but oh well, I'm just a catfish now.
That is story I've heard. I feel so sorry for Danielle.
I couldn't work out whether to be happy or sad. Like I like being right, and so I'm annoyed that I'm wrong. But
tried to get Danielle's IP.
Yeah, we did.
What a great sport that she allowed us to use that audio. I mean, it's something really chilling about hearing someone's voice altered.
Yeah, I did makes it sound like effect. I think we could have used her actual voice.
It's real 60 minutes ACA, like they've caught red-handed or, you know, it's someone's like, been dogged.
Hang on,
in.
Has Russ Keyes sent us videos?
Oh, wow. And so, Steph, are you chuffed, like, to know that this is real? Like, what's going on? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, at first I was a bit rattled. That was I was pretty, I guess a bit embarrassed. It's not ideal, but, yeah, it's nice.
This is total non-belief in yourself to jump to a catfish. I mean, you really got to jump to a catfish when it's on Snapchat and those kind of things, because you can, like, it's pretty locked down. Like, I know you're seeing a profile, but it is common to see people with sort of second accounts. And after a couple of glasses of wine, Sev's, I want to kiss you. You're a beautiful little man. Josh kissed you after a
gummy.
You know, 20 milligrams of THC.
I think I was only 10 at that point. But no, I wanted to do an apology. Sorry for Danielle for accusing you. And I think that Bree has sort of told me that I could seem a bit off with everything I've done. So if it's come off that way, I'm sorry.
Do you think, Josh, it's something about being inside? Like, I think when you kind of can be out socializing, it might just sort of release some of that sort of pent up in your mind, going sort of, you know, mind's racing to go after someone's IP like you did.
Well, I think to be honest, I think it's the same part of me that calls 000. I think I always, I default to whatever's happening, it's not good. And even Bree, she's like, there's some guys skateboarding out the front of our place. I don't feel good about it. I think they might be the ones stealing shit from the garage. I said, why do you say that? And she was just like, they were just out the front skateboarding. I was like, maybe they're just skateboarding. So I think Bree's got a bit of the same thing that I have, you know, thinking of the worst.
Well, Gemma Watts has said, I'm always telling people I love them after 80 wines. I mean, it takes her a few more. took Danielle three, Shannon's, a couple.
Shannon says, this is the best thing I've ever fucking heard. Gemma says, yeah, what a trooper though. Good on her.
Danielle's lovely. Thank you, Danielle.
And Gemma said, too many girls. lock up your daughters.
Yeah. But activity-wise, have you got a sense of what you're going to do tomorrow, TJ, with Bodie?
I added another one, which is thought it could be quite entertaining, is like face painting. Him face painting me.
Oh, yeah.
Which could be fun.
It seems messy.
Yeah. I think I need an early night tonight, though. I'm just a bit buggered.
Mm.
I just went to bed a bit late and got another episode of
This is the problem.
Tiger King.
This is the thing. Like, Bree and I have been staying up until 11:30 and then half the time I wake up at 3 and just have a scroll on my phone, and then I wake up to no alarm at sort of 7:45. It's a nightmare.
Your 3 a.m. thing's really dialed in. Like, you're doing that consistently every single night.
Mm. Yeah, I did
message. I'll get like a message from Josh like 3 in the morning.
What? On what? That's unfair, dude.
But a lot of the time it's just it's replying to me, so it's okay.
Because he's messaged me at like 1 and then I get back to him at 3.
3.
Said, what are you doing up at 1 a.m., mate?
Usually on a Netflix party.
Oh, yeah.
No, but the thing is, if you just have your phone on Do Not Disturb, then it's fine. You can just reply in the morning.
I accidentally called my brother really, really late. Like, I remember it was, I remember when I was younger, I got more calls. I don't get that many calls now. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you about how I got prank called for at least 7 years by this girl? And
The long prank call.
Oh, like, it drove me insane. I called up Optus when I was with Optus at the time, and I was saying, can I somehow have their number blocked? And it went on and on. Like, private number, don't know who it is. Her name was Ashley. I think it was Ashley. We hooked up when I was in year 9, and I may have gone kind of silent on her. And then she spread some rumors about me. She's told people she slept with me, actually. And I hadn't slept with anyone at that point, which was, I found weird. And then I confronted her years later. I saw her and I said, hey, is that you? Like, many, many years later when she'd stopped.
Was it that sort of casual nature?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah, we were all drunk. And I thought, God, she's actually really attractive. So I could forgive her for all of this. But I asked her and she admitted it. She said, yeah, that was me. I said,
for 7 years.
Oh, mate, it went on and on. It was fucked. It was fucked.
What did she say after she said that was me?
What are you going to do? What can you do?
But what did she say? Did she just say, yeah, it was me, and then just move on?
Yeah, like, had that conversation. Yeah, and then we just, I remember it was at a nightclub called Baroque House in the city.
Was it Baroque House?
Baroque House. Baroque. People call it Baroque. Baroque House. Baroque. B-O-R-O-U-Q or something? Baroque? I don't know. Anyway, that was the worst. That was the worst. So I don't know why I told that story. No, does anyone else know?
I liked it. No, I enjoyed the story. I wonder if we're going to see. Do you think alcohol consumption is going to increase during this time?
Oh, absolutely. There's a reason why they've put the limit on. I know people are hoarding, not hoarding, or, you know, stockpiling. But it's now gone down to 2 slabs, JJ, so you can only get 48 beers instead of 4 slabs, but you can get 12 bottles of wine. So you're all good, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm all good.
For 12 days. So you're good. No, definitely. Like, Brad Blanks was having a beer. I mean, it was 8 p.m., but he'd even said that he's been drinking a bit more than normal.
And then from the dating scene perspective, what do you think we're going to see there, Sebs? Do you have any thoughts?
What, with everything that's happening?
Yeah, with dating, do you think dating is, I mean,
glad you're asking me.
But I think that there's like less pressure. You don't have to leave the house. You don't actually have to go on a date.
Meet people.
You don't have to find. You don't even have to organize a location to go to somewhere. It's just FaceTime.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably easier for some people. I'd probably prefer to go and meet up in person, but if you can't do that, then you just got to FaceTime instead. So a lot of the Tinder stuff, I reckon, would probably be problematic. I mean, you're just messaging, you're not doing much else. So,
yeah. Oh, there's a lot of keyboard warriors. I mean, what's the keyboard cucks?
What's happening?
I don't know. Just people, they can't see these partners of theirs. And so they're just on their keyboard, just like, sending off.
I saw someone on Twitter say, can we just discount nudes? Like, nudes don't count at the moment. So I wonder if that's going to be a bigger thing. People are going to send nudes.
I mean, I've never sent a nude. JJ, have you ever sent a nude?
Oh, heaps. Yeah. Lots of nudes.
Oh, have you seen
I traveled for 3 months.
Oh, you, what are you sending? What are you like?
Poor
Nathan.
Sweet potato in your hand. What are you doing? What is it?
It's a bit of mixed vibes. What?
Sweet potato. You've
really never sent a nude before.
Never sent a nude. I've sent like a t-shirt, but never sent a photo of my penis or any other,
anyone else's penis.
Oh, you know, I was catfishing for a while. What about people's cock shots? But no, never sent a penis shot.
Nude, like, isn't it a nude for nude, or is that not how it works?
No, I haven't done that. Like, I haven't been given nudes. Like, so there's this on TikTok at the moment, and I'd love to see you do this, Josh. I don't think it'll have the same effect. So here's the thing. I'll just tell you first. It's like the nude challenge where you walk out, you're holding the phone, and you film your partner's reaction to you being completely nude. Now, they're so sweet. These dudes the guys are sitting down either playing computer games. They just seem like bros, the ones I've seen, and they're so surprised that their missus is in the nude. If I walked out in the nude, or if Amy walked in the nude, I'd be like, and it was downstairs, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Bree and I already spoke about this. I don't think I would, I'd be confused, are you filming me? But there's nothing.
The reactions were like, damn.
But also, walked up, we're going to have sex now.
Yeah.
That would get real annoying if you're living long term with someone.
Well, I was wondering, maybe these girls who are doing the nude challenge don't do this normally, or they're like fresh to a relationship. It's like if Sev's walked into a Netflix party just nude, I'd probably, be quite – or someone walked onto a Zoom call, you'd get a bit of like, what the f-? But it's – it's people are absolutely bored as shit at home.
Yeah.
So
Casey's saying that
– go on.
Casey's saying that Tinder released a feature that lets you swipe anywhere in the world. It's normally a paid feature.
So you can go more international.
Go global, yeah.
Ramble Campbell's just mentioned that Bumble has released video chat. Why do you know that, Ramble? What's going on, mate?
Yeah, that's a good point.
John Mayer was saying the same thing. I'm just sort of catching up on
everyone. Talking about nudes, I just remembered this. I get nudes from 97 all the time.
What? What?
This is cleaning the shower on Saturday.
So I just showed a photo of, it's just, but there's full.
Sorry, I was on the wrong screen. What do you, mate? You're reading it all wrong, Sev.
I reckon
Josh is asking for a shirt off photo with some GIF in your hand.
Who else are you sending? Are you sending tops off photos to anyone else, Sev? Or am I the only one?
Send that one. No, I did send that one, but that's the only one. You've had ones of me coming out of the sauna as well.
Yeah. And so are you sending these to anyone else or just me?
Just you for the most part.
For the most part. So you are sending them to other people. Would you use that same photo across multiple people, or is that more because you make it look like it's just this, I'm actually scrolling through, I'm trying to find the sauna photo.
Oh no, I've seen that photo too. Yeah, this is why you don't send nudes, because blokes like Josh show people.
Yeah. I've got there's this one where it's 97 and his bro is nude behind him. It was sort of weird. That was when we were doing some VMix tests. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
No shirt on.
Yeah. No, but I think that it will be a bigger thing, right? Like, I think that intimacy potentially will change. I wonder if those there's the whole industry of those vibrators that you plug in to USB.
It's a bit intense. Like, if you're doing that before you've had sexual intercourse, call me old school, but I think that's some next level shit. Maybe it is the future. Maybe
you shouldn't be plugging anything into yourself before you don't. Before you have sex.
First step is a plugged in vibrator that I have control of. Second step's kissing. Third step's sex. You know, it's like some wacky order.
But what about development? What does it mean that just people aren't going to be sexually exploring for the next 6 months?
I mean, there's a reason Pornhub have opened it up for free, and people are just going to be right into it. Like, I don't know. It is a new thing. Even when we come back from this, JJ, like in 6-8 months, even if it does start swinging back the other way, it's think about people's hang-ups of not wanting to get intimate with somebody that it'll be, you know, it's not have you got a STI, it's have you got coronavirus. And have you got your STI check? You got a coronavirus-free card or something? I don't know.
You'll just have to get your temperature checked.
Oh, yeah.
The temperature in the room sort of deal. Actually, that could really take off my temperature in the room, and it could be like a thermometer.
Nando should really sort of bring that into front of house.
I think there are a bunch of things that I want to stay once coronavirus leaves us.
What is that
like?
The lift in our building, one person at a time in the lift.
One person?
So Bree and I could go together because we're together. Okay. But if you see someone else in the lift, you will not to go into the lift, which has been my policy for years.
Social distancing king. Mm.
Or just use the square. The squares? Yeah, nice. The stairs.
Yeah. I mean, I do use the stairs for quite a bit as well.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there will just be more people using stairs, so the step count's higher. Mm-hmm. But you can if you're in the city, like Collins Street or, you know, some of these big corporate buildings that have these brand new lifts that can fit 30 people in them but are just ginormous. Like, you can't be using that shit.
I'm just searching.
It's going to take forever to get to your bloody desk in a corporate high rise.
I wonder what the actual – I just typed in USB sex toy to see what comes up on Google.
USB-C or?
Yeah, I do wonder what it takes. I mean, AliExpress, they're doing it for $19.70. You know, you can get a full magic wand or whatever.
Jesus Christ. The one with the app, the vibrating flamingo USB.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they've got it in a cup of water and it's on and the flamingo is just swimming around.
There's a speed bullet that looks like a USB stick. So you could just charge it, you could just plug it into your MacBook or whatever and then it'd be fine.
I've got a story. This is an admission. So I've used a penis pump before.
Really?
What does that require?
Let me just tell you. Christmas Day, maybe 2009, 2010. It's at my place. We had a family friend over and we did, surprise. What's the fuck it?
Secret Santa?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Not Secret Santa because you steal that. Just Kris Kringle. And he had me, this guy Brad, and I opened it in front of my family and there is a fully blown cock pump, like with a pump on the end, like just as you'd think. And I was like, what the fuck? I found it very funny. It was off the back of my stripping days, so maybe he thought he was, you know, on brand for it. But we all thought it was funny. And so, you know, you get given it, you have to use it. And so I did. Weird experience. It's like if you don't want an erection, if you don't want an erection, he'll give you an erection. And it's not like some kind of pleasurable erection. Yeah, I know. But you, the people that you – I never really understood.
Who's the Amazon review that said, all this thing will give me is an erection. Erection. I don't want one.
No. But it's like if you're not feeling it, you've got no intention of it, mm-hmm. and you put it on and pump it, it just does this weird thing and gives you – pulls the blood there and then your mind's like, all right, now you're getting an erection.
Does it feel different to an erection?
Oh, yeah, that's what
I
mean.
Do you feel like you're just wearing a strap-on?
I don't know.
I've never worn a strap-on.
I never used it in relation to sexual activity. It was just like, this is weird. I'm going to fucking see what this does. So I put it on. Anyway, you know what I was so pissed about was, this is when I still lived at home and I had it in my cupboard, like just – and our house was pretty sort of like walk-in. I was never like secretive about my room and – and one day it was fucking gone and I didn't. And I must have, it must have been weeks before. I think it was mum. I could get confirmation if she threw it out, but my mum threw out my cock pump.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Probably for the best, but anyway, that was the cock pump story.
One Wayne Peters wants to know, did it make it bigger, TJ?
It just made it to the size that it gets to, Wayne. So if you're thinking, mate, that you need a sort of a few extra inches, it's not going to do what you think it is. That's what I thought. I thought they were sold as, here's how to get a couple more inches.
And so was it actually like, is it pressure? Does it feel like something's just pulling
it? Is it suction? Does it feel like a suction cap?
Oh, dude, it feels just the most bizarre thing. Put a bloody, I'm sure you get the same response if you put a vacuum cleaner onto your knob.
I wonder if there's any I literally can't work out how to do incognito on this Windows computer, and I've already written. Well, I just don't want to be my searches to be that fucked. But Sebs, are there electronic? Are there electrical pumps? Like, I wonder if that's too dangerous. It's got like an air compressor on it.
No, this is. This is electrical. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. It's got a little. It's this is on Amazon. This is full on. It's not giving me a cost, but it's got a plus and minus, obviously, to increase pressure, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. $100. Yeah, they're around $100. Relatively affordable.
For an
automatic pump. Rechargeable.
Yeah.
It's interesting. TJ, gone to a sexy land?
Yeah, I was always fascinated by those. Like back in the day.
What's going on, Seb?
George has just said Wombat doesn't need any extra inches.
Now they're, what are they, best friends now? They were the ones that were having, balling about the decade.
And so what's the deal with, because Sexyland, Wombat would know about Sexyland because it's very big in Geelong.
Well, there's a bunch of them, one near the airport, one near, the guys who in the same street as us in Abbotsford where our office is, a couple of doors down, I sort of got speaking to them. Coronavirus bringing people together to have conversations. And this was early before it was the restrictions in place, about 1.5 metres. And they were up on the balcony and we were chatting and he's like, I said, what do you guys do? And I told him and then I said, what do you guys do? We sell sex toys and we sell lubrication. And, yeah, so, I mean, we've got an arms dealer, arms in the form of sexual toys, a couple of doors down.
Interesting. I remember there's a big beauty brand that also does sex toys, and most people in the beauty industry don't even know it. Which I always.
What's the brand?
I'm not going to say.
He wouldn't. God, were you not reading the cues there that he wasn't mentioning?
No, they were
it?
A previous client. I don't. The GM was funny about it, but no, they they would do.
Look, he's already taken down. He's already defamed one person. Yeah. He doesn't want to take down a brand now.
Could you imagine like the amount of lawsuits in the US? Like all of that Tiger King stuff. It's so intense.
so one of the guys, the Bhagavad guy in Tiger King, he was on Theo Von's podcast recently.
Oh, great.
And yeah, worth a listen. I just saw a little snippet. I'm going to have a listen. But strange times. Like, it's going to make – I haven't sort of seen what happens to them all, but this guy's obviously out there in the open, still doing his thing, making them uber famous, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the reach that this documentary has at the moment.
Which is what they want.
Exactly. This is it. This is like reality TV show stardom, like it was back in Jersey Shore days. It's ginormous, dude.
Sevs, do you have any admin for us? Anything you want to bring up?
Yeah, before we go.
No, I don't think so. We haven't got any reviews or any emails recently, so.
You know that question's coming every day, right?
Yeah.
You got nothing.
You know the question does come up.
Well, I guess admin. Okay, well, I guess like club admin. I sent out my first life hack this morning.
Yeah, dude, what a fucking hack. That's amazing. Sevs, proud of you, mate. That was great. $50 off your monthly bill if you live in Victoria for your power bill.
It's Victoria, sick. Yeah.
I'm going to forward that to Amy right now.
Yeah, great.
Anything else?
And it actually might be more if you actually get a better price on your energy provider, but yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea. It may or may not come with a cock pump, but we can't be certain. I know what I'm getting, one of you gronks for Chris Kringle this year.
I mean, the funny, like, those joke presents can actually become quite handy. I think that, like, I wonder how many of those types of products are joke products to start with.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Can I just tell you a review that I got on my own YouTube channel? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean,
people did reviews on YouTube channels.
Oh, sorry, not a review, you know what I mean, comment. Like a comment. But it was on an old video that I haven't posted over a year. And this video was back in 2014 or 15 or something. And some gronk obviously is just up and about looking at my YouTube channel. Hang on a second, comments. Here we go. Stand by. They've just said, shittest video ever. Maybe more surfing next time and not just you fuckwits fucking about.
Pretty spot on though, isn't it?
It made my day. I didn't have enough surfing clips, which was annoying. Did and yeah, we were just a bunch of fuckwits fucking around. Really honest comment, you know?
No, it's
anyway, leave with
right.
that.
All right, it's a daily talk show. Tomorrow we've got Jem Watts on the show, which is great. Later in the week, we're joined by Ben Fordham as well, which we're pumped about. I can't say pumped anymore. Fuck that.
Why?
a penis pump chat. It's a daily talk show. And if you want to leave us a review, you can do that at Apple Podcasts. And we are streaming at youtube.com/The Daily Talk Show. Have a good one, guys.
See you, guys.